And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, and thank you for tuning in today. You're tuning in for Tell Al Tuesday. And as you just heard, this is not Al. I'm filling in today. So I guess what does that make this? Tell Andy Tuesday, something like that. In any event, I'm very excited for the opportunity to step into Al's shoes because we've got great guests for you today. We're joined today by David and Virginia. They are investors coming to me from way across the country. And these guys, they are investing all across the country. They have a very impressive resume. And I think you'll hear when these guys tell their story, they really got moving when it comes to real estate investing once they heard that message. So, hey, without further ado, I don't want to waste a lot of time. Let's get moving as well. David and Virginia, welcome to the show. How are you guys doing?
Good, Andy. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Like I said, I'm excited. You know, when I fill in on these Tell Al Tuesdays, I get this information about the guests. Maybe we've met, maybe we've talked, maybe we haven't. And just from what I've gleaned, looking at a couple of bullet points here, you guys really do have an interesting story. And what I'd like to ask you to do first and foremost is just set the table for us. Tell us, you know, where you're based, a little bit about yourselves, and what were you doing before you found real estate investing?
Well, we're in Northern California, San Francisco Bay Area. My story is I was in consumer packaged goods product for almost 25 years, sales and distribution, very large company in Northern California. Had loved what I was doing, but just got to the point where my wife, Virginia, and I wanted to kind of do our own thing. And then I sort of retired from that. And we started looking for our own business, which we found here in Northern California.
And then anyway, I have a background in finance. So I worked in biotech. And when David kind of made the career change, and we decided to buy a business. And then, you know, in the background, I've always kind of dabbled in stocks and so forth and kind of watched the market because that's kind of my hobby of sorts. Anyway, so we kind of, you know, watched the market as it hit the heights kind of thing. And then we kind of saw real estate as another avenue to go down. So
maybe time to get out of the market, right?
Possibly, yeah.
At that peak. Yeah, I was just looking at the bio here. You've been retired, David, for not quite a decade. Looks like 8 or 9 years now. Picked up the business a couple of years after retirement. Virginia, you were staying at home. You've got a couple of kids, right?
Yes. They're doing junior college at home, and it was an opportunity to get to know each other really well. Unfortunately,
You're in Northern California, right? I'm in Dallas, Fort Worth. I have a Lifestyles office just, 20-minute drive down the road from me. Northern California, no offices or anything up there. How did you find Lifestyles Unlimited, and what compelled you to join?
Well, actually, right now I'm a contractor at home, and I have the radio on all day long. So I started listening to Dell, and it was, you know, he got me thinking. It's like, oh, this is interesting. And, you listen every day and you hear different people come on, and it's like, okay, so what is this? And, you know, what's it about? And I started doing research, and I'll research something to death, basically, before I make a decision on anything. And the more I read, the more I heard, it's like, okay, there's a possibility here. So.
And then I'd come home every day, and she'd say, I was listening to Dell today, and I'm like, who is this Dell guy? And then after, you know, a few months, you know, she signed us up for the 2-day online, cause we couldn't go anywhere because of the pandemic. So we had to do it online. And we sat through the 2-day, and we just, looked at each other and I said, are we going to do this? She said, yeah. So we jumped in and we did it. And I remember our first meeting with Terry Gilmore at Lifestyles. She said, do something. Don't join and not do something. You have to do something. So we did something.
You absolutely did something. We'll get into that here in a later segment, I think. And it's funny, Virginia, you said you come from that finance background. We're kindred spirits. I have a finance background as well. And I also tend to overthink things. But based on what I'm seeing here with what you guys have done since you've joined, there wasn't a whole lot of hesitation going on right there at all. We'll hear about that. When did you guys join? When did you become members?
We took the 2-day, I think, September and last year, and then after that, it was right after the expo they had that year.
Okay.
And
2021.
Yeah. October 2021 is when we started taking the classes online and doing all that.
Yeah, so you joined and you hit the ground running from the perspective of education. There's a lot of, for the listener, there's a lot of stuff you can do online. If you're not in an area like I am where there's an office where you can go down and be there in person, there's a tremendous digital and virtual presence. I think we'll talk a little bit about that when we talk about some of the investments that you've gotten into. So you joined not even a year ago. How many, just to kind of tickle the listener a little bit here as we head towards a break, how many investments have you gotten into apartment-wise so far?
We've invested with 17 different leads at this point. If you're going to count doors, it's 3,500.
Now, I've got some guests with me from Northern California. I've got David and Virginia, and we're just hearing a little bit about their story. David retired a good number of years ago. They bought a business, but they were looking for something more. Virginia dabbled and had a hobby in the stock market, but realized she smartly, very wisely realized this thing is getting to a peak. We need to do something else. So about 10, 11 or so months ago, they joined Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, David and Virginia, you said you did the 2-day online because you're in California. We didn't have anything. And as well, I should mention, we do occasionally have events there in California as well, all across the nation. I don't have my list pulled up here. Have you guys had the opportunity to go out to a 2-day in person since you've become members?
There was one in Northern California a few weeks ago. That was the first one since the pandemic, and unfortunately, we weren't able to attend.
You missed it.
But we do attend all the other networking events in Northern California.
Very good. And I want to get to that as well. You mentioned ahead of the break, Terry Gilblair. And like I said, when I joined, she was the ops consultant. We sat down with her, figured out our direction, our path, my wife and I, that took us down single family for about a decade. You guys, did you do any single family or did you just pass go and go straight for apartments?
Well, we owned a single family home and a condo here in California quite a few years ago. And didn't enjoy being the landlord so much. And now as we started to get into real estate again, if we're going to buy property out of state, I'd rather have somebody on the ground watching it, taking care of it. The beauty of a passive, right? Somebody else is going to manage all that day-to-day for you. So, we're not discounting doing that. It's just from California, and far away, we were going to, take a leads approach.
Yeah, that makes sense. So for the listener, these guys are passive investors. And what that means is they find that they've used the term lead in the broader apartment world. That may be called a syndicator or a general partner. That's the person that finds these opportunities, puts the business plan and everything else together, the team, et cetera, around this opportunity, and then works with their passive investor partners or limited partners to get the capital together to buy these apartments and reposition them. So you're just comfortably sitting in Northern California, enjoying the weather, not baking like we are down here in Texas, and finding those great opportunities. You told us ahead of the break that you've already gotten into 17 of those over the course of about 10 months or so. And to my earlier comment, you have a very, very good geographical spread. Is that a targeted thing that you're seeking, from a diversification perspective, or is that just occurring naturally as you find those lead investors that you really like and they happen to be investing in Mississippi or wherever?
So when we were getting into this, you know, listening to all the classes and different people talk, and they were talking about, you know, be diversified, not just with different leads, but different geographies. So, you know, we base our decisions on the syndicator, on the lead, but also, you know, just in case one market tanks, the other one might not, and you'll be diversified. And some returns might be higher in one than the other, and they may flip back and forth. So, yeah, diversification was definitely a goal.
Yeah, and your very first, in fact, you guys are in Northern California. I'm looking at your very first investment as passive investors. That was all the way across the great nation of ours in Atlanta, Georgia, with Kevin. In fact, I did a radio show with Kevin for the listener. You can find that. That was October 3rd, 2021. Great guy, great lead investor. How have you enjoyed that investment so far?
Yeah, Kevin is a great guy. I managed to meet up with him at Expo, and we had a good conversation. Like his approach, like his style. You know, the investment's new. There's work to be done there. So, you know, we're still waiting to see what'll happen, but we're confident it's going to work out great. And we're big fans of Atlanta. I think it's a region that's got a lot of potential.
Absolutely. It's much like Texas. It's got, well, Kevin spoke to this on the show. It's got all the fundamentals, the large companies, the medium, the small. I mean, it's just got everything working for it. So great, a great place to start. Just looking down the list, boy, you went down to little old Sinton, Texas, down near Corpus Christi. Do you even know where Sinton, Texas is?
I did a month ago. I don't know if I remember now, but
we have to look each city up sometimes.
Yeah, we're getting some good geography knowledge in Texas, though. So it's about the lead, too, not just the location.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I'm 100% with you. I'm just joking. I happen to know where that is. My wife is from Corpus Christi. So sometimes if we go overland to get there rather than down the major freeways, we'll pass through Sinton. I was surprised to see that on the list. Didn't know that was even out there for opportunities. Now, one I see on here that I was real excited to learn about recently. Unfortunately, I missed this one. I don't know. You mentioned you do a lot of online stuff. Did you guys happen to attend the Houston case study from the prior week?
We did not.
No,
oh, you're in with a guy named Christopher in Biloxi, Mississippi, City Heights. He gave great numbers, boy. Again, a lot of these are newer investments, so they're some of these may be projections, but sounds like he's got a home run in the works for you guys. So.
Yeah. Chris Peavy's a great guy. He spent a lot of time with me on the tour at the Expo, and we had some really good conversations. And, you know, that networking helped us get into his latest offering. So, yeah, good
guy. Let's talk about that, because you do mention in the notes here, it says, you know, you joined in September. You've done a lot of the education online. Terry Gilblair gave you great advice, said, make sure you do something. I hate it when I see people join and they don't do anything and they're just wasting time, not to mention money. So get engaged. Make sure you take action. You guys clearly took action. But you said here that Expo 2022 made it all real. Tell us a little bit about that experience down there at the Expo.
Well, basically, you know, you only hear what's on the radio and what's online and so forth. So when you actually meet somebody in person, it's a whole different ballgame, because then you actually see, you know, their basically their drive, their ambition, you know, what they're all about. And, you know, there were some seminars that went on. And the ideal situation regards to the Expo is meeting the leads face-to-face, and that was everything. And that's when you really get to know a person and see what makes them go, kind of thing.
So by the time we got to Expo, we were already in, you know, 10 or so deals. So that was really the first time we got to meet some of these leads on a face-to-face basis. So that's kind of what made it real. Like, oh, this guy does look like he knows what he's doing. He presents well. And he, you know, all right, well, I'm feeling good.
Did you guys go on the bus tour while you were down there?
Yes. Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, we did.
Tell us a little bit about that. We got about a handful of seconds here.
Yeah, so no, we got on the bus tour, and it was great watching the pride and ownership that all these leads took in their properties, and how they got on the bus and they explained the details, the numbers. They answered any questions you might have. And like I said, they took the time to talk to you individually if you wanted to. So Very, all right. Very informative.
There's that music. We're going to head into a quick break. Let's pick this up on the backside. I want to tell the listener when the next expo will occur, so stay tuned.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the show. I'm filling in today for Al. My name is Andy Webb. If you have any questions for me, you can send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. That is askandy@luinc. If you're missing Al, maybe send him an email. Ask Al, of course, at luinc.com. And we're joined today by David in Virginia. They are investors based in Northern California. I was about to say North Carolina. That wouldn't be right, but you guys are invested all over the country. You may even be in North Carolina for all I know. Great, great geographical spread. You address the notion of market diversification, which I think is a great idea. All real estate is local. So it makes sense. You're in Atlanta. You're in Sinton, Texas, down near Corpus. Looks like you're also in Corpus, all over the place. Good, good approach. Now, just ahead of the break, we were talking about the Expo, and you said that Expo 2022 made it all real. It is thousands, and I mean thousands, of investors coming together in one place, apartment investors, single family investors. We've got it all, a lot of education. And if you're wondering, okay, I missed 2022, when is 2023 Expo going to be? Well, let me tell you, the Wealth and Passive Income Expo 2023 will be here in my neck of the woods for a change. It's going to be in Irving, Texas, February 15th through the 18th. All right, again, 2023. You can go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. There's a button there to click. Can I trust that you guys will be joining us in Las Colinas and Irving in about half a year for the expo?
We will be there, you bet.
Now, when you came down last year, you mentioned your boys. They're a little bit older. Did they come with you? Did they see what's going on?
No, they're involved in their courses, so they couldn't get away from it.
School got in the way, but they're learning from us. They're looking over our shoulder like, what are you guys doing?
what do they think about all that you're doing here with Lifestyles and the investing?
They're intrigued, right? So, you know, they hear us on different calls and research and stuff and numbers, and it's just great to get their minds going, right? They got a lot going on with school, so they're not too heavily involved in all the details with us. But, you know, it's getting their minds going. As soon as we show some results, they'll be happy.
Yeah. Well, and they're young still, so you're kind of feeding the knowledge to them, and just being in proximity to that, I find, is a very positive thing. Now, you guys, again, are in Northern California. Tell us a little bit about the California crew. I know we have a lot of active investors out that way, both in Northern and Southern California. How's the community out there?
Yeah, it's been great. The ambassador, Paul and Cheryl, have reached out to us, you know, right away once we started connecting after Terry gave us some contacts and all that stuff. And yeah, we've met dozens of people that are our friends now, really. Colleagues, friends, bounce things off of, share each other's information. Are you in this deal? What do you think of this deal? Let's go have a beer, you know, and whatever that is, right? It's a lot of like-minded people now that we're getting to know, and it's been really great. The get-togethers up here in Northern California, the last couple we've had, there's been 40-plus people at these, you know, just sharing information, guest speakers. It's been really cool.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great way to gather intelligence, to your point about, hey, I'm looking at this opportunity in, you know, Sinton, Texas, wherever that is. Do you know anything? I don't know anything about the area. Do you know anything about this lead? Sounds like you guys, you first and foremost, you want to make sure you have a good lead. You're not so concerned about the property or the location necessarily. Is that, am I hearing that right?
No, that's accurate, because we don't know anything about the locations. We're not close to anything. So that's what we're finding out. But the leads, you look at their resume, what they've done in the past, and how they come across online, their communication style and so forth. And, you know, you try to pick up as much as you can and gather everything and make decisions. So
do you have, so a lead investor is one thing, and Dell typically asks a question about jockey and horse. We've addressed that there. Do you have a particular, criterion around whether the investment is a yield play, which is cash flowing very, pretty much out the gate, or a value play, which may not cash flow at all, but is creating wealth, or maybe somewhere in between that hybrid? Is there a particular type of investment that you guys are targeting, and why?
Well, it's amazing how things change so quickly, especially in the economy. So when we first started, we were thinking value. Then it's flipped to hybrid, and now maybe it's more of a yield play, right? We've got a lot of value opportunity in our portfolio already. Listening to Dell lately, he's talking yield. Where things are going, maybe we're moving towards more of a yield play. But we're pretty diversified. That's the story. But I think maybe now we're moving towards more of a yield play if we get into any recently soon.
Okay. And to my earlier comment, the case study that I watched, again, I'm in Dallas. I didn't drive down to Houston to go to the case study. I watched that case study virtually online, live as it was presented. And for the listener, if you're interested in what we're talking about, if you're interested in attending one of these case studies, it's not the same as going to the expo and rubbing elbows with thousands and thousands of people. And it's not quite the same as being live in that office during the case study, but it is a good place to go and hear numbers around single family successes and multifamily as well. So I went to the Houston one, guys, and I'll tell you, when you're talking yield and cash flow, boy, that presentation by Christopher around Biloxi, Mississippi, I think he said, I don't remember the number exactly, it was a double-digit cash-on-cash return. So if that's what you're looking for, sounds like you guys are getting that there. Aside from Northern California and connecting with your peers there, what do you do to stay in touch with folks across the country?
Most of it's email at this point, especially with the leads. Anytime they send something out, we respond, hey, great job, thanks for the information, ask a question, just stay, top of mind, top on the radar kind of thing, and just, you just got to work the connections. Expo was like drinking from the fire hose the first time we met. We got a stack of business cards, a stack of connections, and we'll just foster those as we move along.
Yeah, it's all virtual online. It's kind of the way things have progressed, and it's a great opportunity. Pre-pandemic, everything for the most part was done in person, in classes, right? Or I don't know if you guys went to the free workshop online, but the free workshop is where I got the introduction, hour and a half of my time, right? But it was done live and in person. I actually had to drive down to the offices in Irving in Las Colinas here in Dallas. And nowadays, we don't even do those live in person. They are live, but they're 100% online. The education, 100% online. You guys did, I assume you guys went through the whole passive certification online. It did all online, right?
Yeah. I think, the pandemic changed a lot of things, but I think, some of this might have opened up opportunities for people like us, half the country away from Texas, to get into this and have an opportunity to network. I mean, with Zoom and the presentations the leads put on through Zoom are very informative when it comes to the properties and the classes and the connections. So, out of some bad comes good. So I think you've worked out.
Absolutely. And you guys, so you're in California. We've got the offices there in Phoenix. Have you had the opportunity to drive on down the road and see what's going on in Arizona?
Actually, we did exactly that. We didn't know anybody when we first joined. We say, okay, we got to do something here. So we heard about a meeting in Phoenix, and we flew out and just went specifically for that meeting. So met some people.
Yeah, it was good. We flew down to Phoenix, hot market. You know, there was a particular leads we wanted to introduce ourselves to and meet, and one of them was from Northern California originally. So it was a great networking event to go to the case study. One of the leads we're invested with now was presenting his case study from previous property. So that helped validate investing with him moving forward.
I am joined by David and Virginia from Northern California. And these folks, they joined Lifestyles Unlimited as members just under a year ago, in September of 2021. They heeded the advice of Terry Gilblair. She is our VP within the apartment area. And she said, hey, look, don't waste a lot of time. Make sure you do something. Get engaged. It's only going to work. This whole model, everything we talk about on this radio program, it only works if you take action and get engaged. Well, they did, and we've been hearing about that. And they are represented over 3,500 apartment units, well, from coast to coast, all across the nation. We heard about the diversification. We heard about the type of apartments, David and Virginia, that you guys are looking at in terms of cash flow or wealth creation, yield play, value play. If some of this is just gobbledygook to you, well, keep listening to the radio program. Hear what Al says. Tune into Dell's program. Come out to our free workshop. We'll talk about that there as well. You can learn more about that if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com. And of course, like you guys said, David and Virginia, Expo, that made it all real. Thousands of investors. Another question I wanted to ask, because you guys have met and are managing through a lot of lead investors, getting intelligence by talking to your fellow members there in Northern California, and virtually to other people online and whatnot. Are you guys, another thing I like to ask people, are you guys targeting only experienced lead investors that have 2, 3, 4 investments under their belt, or are you open to those aspiring leads? Hey, this is my first time investment. Would you like to come aboard? What are you looking for there?
Actually, we're looking at new and experienced. I mean, when somebody's new and they're trying, you know, get their foot in the door, which is hard for anybody, you look at their past experience. What did they do in their previous life? You know, the work life and so forth, and how do they come across, you know, with their apartment or, you know, what their new property and how excited are they about it? You try your best to kind of figure out which.
Yeah, and the way the new lead communicates, the way any lead communicates is key, but their resume from their previous job or whatever their career was has a lot to do with it. Ironically, the first time lead is the first one to show us returns so far. So, you know, you never know.
Well, you know, I think though, with the size of investment that those first time leads, because there are liquidity requirements, there are other things that play into this. They're often taking down those smaller, right, in terms of unit count, typically smaller apartment investments. And, you know, it's like a little motorboat compared to a big cruise ship. You know, I'm looking at the list here. You're in an investment that is over 600 units. Well, that big cruise ship is going to take a very long time to turn around, but you're in one here that's a dozen of units. Well, that doesn't take long to hit every single one of, or whatever your business plan calls for, 80% of the units, to update those, get the rents up, bam, you're done. All right, you can get that thing sold. Our first, you know, as we started out with a single family, but our first multifamily investment we got into late 2020 just sold. It was like that. It was a smaller first-time lead, and they turned it very fast, 100% return in 15, 16 months. So I think there's value in looking at both of those. And Virginia, you're 100% right. You look at if they're an unknown quantity in the apartment space, what have they done prior? We see that a lot of engineers have a lot of success here. Project managers, people from the business world. You don't have to be, don't get me wrong. We've got a former band director here in Dallas. He's on his third investment. I went out to one of the multifamily road trips, walked the apartments, doing a great job and presenting great numbers. And I think for the listener, that's a message as well. We have people from all walks of life. So
I was just going to say the mentoring that the new leads have, has been great. You know, that 12 unit one that we have in Arizona, his mentor is a great guy, and we've talked to him too. So there's a lot of guidance for the new folks.
Absolutely. We've got national mentors. We've got mentors here in Dallas, down in Houston, down in San Antonio, central Texas, etc. So all across the board. Now, you guys, I was just looking at the notes here. You're passive investors so far, but it says, hey, we're thinking about taking the IRO route. What is an IRO? Can you explain that to us?
Be an independent rental owner, be owning your own building, owning your own business, owning your own apartment. We got into this as passives. We're going to learn a lot from the people that are doing these deals. Maybe someday when we start seeing the returns and we have to reinvest some of this money, given the structure that Lifestyles has from vendors and all the opportunities to help guide you through the process, maybe we'll jump in.
Yeah. And I'm curious, you guys are in California, Northern, you said around San Francisco. I'm picturing very expensive market. Is California, for somebody that wants to do an IRO type investment, is that a viable market where you are, or will you need to go somewhere else out of state?
We pretty much have to go somewhere else out of state.
It's a challenge here. I mean, there's quite a few leads in Northern California that have relocated now to other states, just because it's a challenge.
Physically relocated, or they're simply investing out of state?
No, they relocated and invested out of state. Both.
Okay.
So,
hey, I'll tell you what, I'm in Texas, and I can't tell you. No offense to the folks in California, but it seems like every day we're hearing about another company from California, or more recently Chicago. Just everybody's relocating to Texas. So, hey, if you guys decide to make that move, come on down. We will welcome you, whether it's here in Dallas or down in Sinton, Texas, wherever that is, near Corpus. But I'm curious, I'm sure you guys heard the latest inflation read, 9.1%. It seems like every month it's higher and higher, and inflation here and recession maybe around the corner, dare I say stagflation. How is all the doom and gloom news, given what you're doing in the background for yourselves, how is all the doom and gloom news of late affecting you, or is it?
Well, I think it affects everybody. Everyone's kind of looking, what they're spending their money on right now, and it's a dollar only goes so far kind of thing now. But
I mean, as far as we're concerned, I don't want to say we saw this coming, but we saw it coming. You just can't keep printing money and nothing's going to happen. So we knew a year ago that we had to do something. So the best thing we did was to start investing in real estate, to build security, pull some money out of the market and make it work for you, because God knows it's not working for you in the market now. So,
no.
Personally, it affects everybody. But from a financial standpoint, we feel we were ready for this to happen, and we acted accordingly.
Yeah, you've taken steps to secure your present and your future for you and for your kids as well, starting to build that generational wealth. And I know you guys are very early in the process here in your, although it's a lot of acquisitions in a short time, you're going to see over the next 2, 3, 5 years as these turn, to your earlier point, and then you have this capital that's come back out to redeploy, you're going to grow massively. The future for you guys is very, very bright. Maybe that's the IRO, maybe that's continuing to go the passive route. And for the listener, you guys were on the other side of the radio. Virginia, you were listening to the radio every day at home, right? While you're doing the work at home thing, work from home thing. For the listener that's listening now and is worried and is unsure with everything that's going on, do you have any advice or recommendations for them?
Oh boy. Go with your gut, basically. That was probably the biggest part right there. You try to gather all the information you can and try to make the best decision for that point in time.
My advice would be to go to the 2-day, listen to what they're talking about, listen to the opportunity, and try to your point, you got to build some security in your own wealth. And everything you've read for however long we've been around is real estate is that security. So, we still own stocks. We're still diversified, but real estate should be part of your portfolio for sure.
Yeah. It's not quite the roller coaster, is it? I cashed out my 401k, over the years, more recently got the rest of it out after I left the company and became real estate retired, and I'm no longer on that ride. And for the folks that are, you know, I feel bad for them. I mean, if you're headed for retirement right now and your market, your portfolio takes a 20-25% drop, which it has since the start of the year, you're in trouble. Real estate is a countervailing weight against that sort of crazy up and down ride. You know, real estate does not move anything like we've been seeing in the market. And you guys made a good choice joining when you did. And you said you pulled some funds out. It doesn't sound like you took it all out, but you do what you can to start getting that investing process turning. And the future is bright. And I'll tell you what, you guys said the expo made it real. I'm just going to tell the listener one more time, February 15th through the 18th, 2023, that's going to be here in Dallas, Texas. You know, everything we do, you can do online. This is the one thing that I encourage you to come out and enjoy and benefit from in person. David will be there. Virginia will be there. I will be there as well. You can learn more if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Passes aren't available yet. They're coming soon, but you can start to see when that's going to occur and learn about that. David and Virginia, hey, it's been great having you on. Please enjoy yourselves there in Northern California. Continue to invest. And I look forward to talking and meeting you guys at the expo next year.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.